easy. How would Jesus vote? And I would say this, the Bible answers that directly. He already does. Daniel 4:25, we had you read it out loud. The Most High rules the kingdom of men, and he gives it to whom he will. Mark 12:13 to 17, when it talks about how Jesus rules and how Jesus gives authority. Again, he says, we're going to give to Caesar what's his. We're going to render to him what is theirs. But to God, we're going to give the things of God. And so Jesus is in the process of voting. He is in the process of establishing authority. He is in the process of putting people in power who need to be in power. And then as that's true, I think even the question for us is like, how are we going to frame our voting process as people who follow Jesus? And I think whenever you go to vote, you have to look at issues, you have to look at the person concerning those issues, and then you have to search the scriptures and say, how does the scriptures relate to that person I'm voting for? You have a tremendous privilege in being able to cast a vote, but you have a tremendous weight upon that to do so with good research, with good opportunities to look at all the options, and for a good opportunity for you to cast a vote that you consider to be a biblical vote, because in following Jesus, you hold to the scriptures. And I think that that's the easiest way for us to frame the whole thing as opposed to getting into each issue. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw it to our panel, and then we're going to allow them just to kind of give some concluding thoughts. Amy is a political science major, so we're going to kind of let her bat lead off there, and then we'll swing this way, and then once Dr. Jake gets done, we'll do some more.
I think it's important to note that Jesus didn't endorse a political platform because he knows that that's just kind of a... It's not superficial, but it kind of is of who you are on the inside. And so that's why Jesus addressed like matters of the heart. He addressed justice, and he addressed mercy, and he addressed how you love people. And that, in turn, comes out in your politics. And secondly, Jesus didn't seek political transformation. He sought spiritual transformation. And so even when Jesus was before Pilate, it wasn't this political issue. And even in that decision, that's not, I guess that decision is more of a result of like a spiritual decay, I guess. But wicked people make wicked laws. So if you change people, you change laws. And Jesus also understood that although a party affiliation may kind of underscore your convictions, it doesn't put you in right standing with the Lord on what party you fall on. I think the religious right has a problem with that statement. And I think that Christians should absolutely exercise their political rights. And they should know the responsibility that they are carrying when they do so. But our hopes don't lie in the political process. It's kind of like, I guess as a summary of that is that biblical accuracy trumps political correctness. And Jesus isn't up for election. A man is. And to label Jesus as a political party puts Jesus in a very small box. And he makes him probably look like you. And when you make Jesus look like you do, you make an idol of yourself and are therefore worshiping yourself. So just go for the biblically accurate.
Pastor Allen.
There's not a whole lot more I can say that hasn't already been said, but Jesus puts in power no matter what country you look at. Jesus puts the rulers in place that he has there. The Bible says it right there. So, hate to burst your bubble, but Jesus is not Democrat and Jesus is not Republican. Jesus puts who he wants to be there, there. And so, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're American. Just because you're American doesn't mean you're a Christian. How you believe and how the Bible tells us to live our lives transcends how we vote. Now, we look at those biblical principles and use them when we go to vote for our leaders. Like Pastor Justin said, we do our research. We see what this person believes and how that parallels with what we believe in the Bible. And then we make a knowledgeable decision. But Jesus ultimately puts who he wants in power, in power.
Dr. Jake?
Yeah, I would just, I mean, I agree with that too. I try to be as independent a lot of times as I can be. I try to let what I believe about the issues determine who I agree with most when I'm looking to a candidate to endorse. I do think it's important to participate in voting and participate as part of the country. You guys are the leaders of the next generation that are coming up, and you're so critical, you know, to the future of this country and of this world. And I mean, certainly spiritually is extremely important to be out there and impacting the world for Christ and bringing the kingdom of God to this earth, this country, this town, this neighborhood that you're in. But also, you know, we have a right to serve and our responsibility to try to be leaders, to try to impact others. And so I think it's great that you guys are asking great questions already. I mean, you're just, you are forming your worldviews as we speak. A worldview, you guys have heard it before, I'm sure, but a worldview is how you filter all that's coming at you from all different directions. I mean, today, you think about all of the different, you know, media that are used to kind of get into our minds. Facebook, Twitter, internet, TV, everything. These are all these different routes where different input is coming in, and you need to learn how to filter that, to have a solid worldview where you can deal with these different things and know, I'm going to test this over here and know, is this truth or is this not truth? You know, is this someone's opinion coming in, or do I find some root for this in the Word? And so it's extremely important right now to continue developing your worldview to where you can kind of filter what's good and to be able to then push away what's bad that's coming in. And politically, too, just learning more about it, learning about the issues, learning that it's not just about necessarily a party you're going to be always correlating with, but instead that you stand for certain things and you can speak about that. You can impact other people. You can change the atmosphere of, you know, a room that you're in with your friends, of a workplace that you're at, just by having good words. I mean, encouraging words, wisdom, being able to share things that you believe, being able to share scripture for why you believe certain things too. So I just think it's great and totally encourage you guys to continue fighting that good fight and learning.
Can we give Dr. Jake, Pastor Allen, and Amy a hand?